The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
His brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to the new year. Happy 2023. And what better way to kick off the new year than with a time travel episode?
Announcing the show is ending would be a better way.
Don't you have a bridge to get drunk under or something?
First off, it was an embankment you found me under, not a bridge.
Oh.
And second, fuck you.
My mistake, Your Majesty.
Nice to see no resolutions were harmed in that exchange. We're broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, with a stopover in parts unknown, Colorado. I'm Brent Hand. He's David Flora.
Yo.
And the bots are backing up to their usual.
Happy cheese muffins, everyone.
Kyle, I am glad to see you.
Thanks, boss.
Jesus.
Thanks, boss.
You sound like an idiot.
You know, speaking of idiots, how was your New Year's, C-Bot?
One, go to hell. And two, I don't celebrate amateur hour.
Well, I do. I went to a bar and had some drinks, had a champagne toast. And did all that nonsense. So how about that? The champagne, I was towards the tail end. Mine came in a rocks glass. You know, that's
really classing up the joint around here.
I can't tell you how much I loved room temperature champagne in a rocks glass.
Wow.
Did you guys do anything at all?
No, not a thing. We actually were... we were watching something. I can't even remember what we were watching, and it just went right on through midnight. And
hey, it's past midnight.
Yeah, I was like, oh, by the way, happy New Year. I hate champagne, so I don't get into all that.
No, I wouldn't have even – I didn't say, hey, give me champagne. They just kind of handed them out to everyone. I'm not a – it depends. I like
you
the
don't,
sweeter
I'm not
champagne.
Calling you a champagne simp, Brent.
No, I'm just saying okay. I like the sweeter champagnes, but then they kind of give me a stomachache. So I usually – I don't like a bitter brute or whatever the hell. I'm not a connoisseur, but, you know, I'm not opposed to it from time to time.
Yeah.
They do sure. At our local Irish bar we go to, they do at 6 o'clock – Irish New Year's because, you know, the six-hour difference, and they give everyone a free half pint of Guinness. So that's kind of cool.
That'll work.
That's bedlam, though. There is a lot of people at that one, so it's always like, oh, goodness. David's hardcore partying aside for New Year's. like we said, it is travel week. Travel.
Truck month.
Welcome to Trucktober. It's time travel week again on Hysteria 51, but I hope you don't have your John Teeter hopes and cackles all up. Because
what? We don't get any John Teeter on this episode.
IBM is missing.
I'm out.
Was he in a truck or a Corvette? I couldn't tell.
Oh, it was a truck, baby. It was like the kind of truck that...
travels through time.
Marty McFly drove. Something like, probably not as nice, actually.
Probably not.
It was an Isuzu pup.
He got it from Mayor Gordy Wilson.
Goldie Wilson.
Yeah, Goldie. I said Gordy. I think it was Goldie.
Gordy Howe.
Mayor Gordy Howe, the slapshot mayor. This week we're talking an alleged story.
It was a real power play.
Alleged power play from a man from Missouri, who created a time machine, they say, and vanished, they say.
If I knew it was that easy to vanish someone, I would have invented time travel a long-ass time ago.
Right. That actually, I'm not opposed to that with some of the people I've moved. I've wanted to move along in my life, out of my life.
C-Bot, you're the fucking reason Time Cop exists.
Push him into himself. I want to see that scene again. Matter can't occupy the same space.
There is never enough time to satisfy a woman.
Time Cop!
Time Cop!
Time Cop! I love that Time Cop, they got to put you in that car that hurtles towards a wall. Couldn't they just not have the wall? Like, why does it have to be like you're either successful time traveled or a spot on a wall?
What? That's so unnecessary.
We like to time travel, but we also believe in living on the edge.
That's right. And we're going to put you in the middle of a highway.
That's right. Speaking of, back to Trucktober. You get the entire podcast, but you only need the
edge.
I don't know. It is so true, though. Like you bring up Time Cop and stuff like that, and we already said John Titor. There's something about time travel that just keeps people enthralled. Maybe it's the idea of righting wrongs or be able to go back and, you know, these moments to pass you by, to be able to power. Some people, I think, and some people just wish that they could do it over. You know, I don't think everyone's got aspirations of Hitler, but I'm sure there's a lot of them out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's power in the sense that you know a huge degree more than anyone else, or, you know, and including yourself, knows. And that's a lot of power to have.
Yeah.
You know, you can right wrongs. You can control. You have a little bit more measure of control, because then you can control some choices that you did or didn't make. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of sexy, very seductive power in the thought of time travel.
Well, speaking of sexy, seductive, and powerful, there is a sushi place that Lisa and I go to with some friends.
Boy, did not expect this.
listen to this. So it is decorated in mid-80s fuckboy. Like, the walls are like shag carpet, and then part of it's like, it looks like leopard print, and part is zebra. And the first time we went there with one of my buddies, he goes, "Is this decorated like the penthouse from Back to the Future Part 2? When they're at Biff's?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, that's exactly what, like, literally it looks like Biff should be in there in a bathrobe."
I mean, shag on the walls and fish.
Oh, it is a sight. Oh, and then they have like bubble neon lights. You know what I'm talking about? The water bubbles in them and the neon through them and stuff. I don't know. It was probably something else, and they bought it, and they're like, "Yeah, it works."
It's like the Chinese place that shut down, so the Mexican place picked it up and then just painted sombreros on the wall.
I gotta tell you though, I'm not gonna throw shade, because this place is fantastic. I love the sushi, so I'll keep going there, and me and Biff and the boys, we can enjoy it. But anyway,
you and Billy Zane.
Yes, he was one of his crew, if you want to call him that.
Yeah, one of his goons.
Yeah. So our story this week, though.
The easy way.
Our story kicks off back in the far-off land of the 1900s. 1995, to be exact. We're talking the then 21-year-old Michael Madman Markham. I need a cool nickname like that. I'm not – hopefully I'll do something in my life that it requires a nickname, but if you guys remember, alliteration was all the rage of the 90s.
Still is, in my mind.
Madman Mike Markham.
Your name is not already alliterative. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's a double.
You need
double.
To be Hrint Hand. Hellish Hrint Hand.
Hellish Hrint Hand. it sounds like Brent, but it's spelled really weirdly.
There's a lot of umlauts flying
umlauts
around.
Umlauts, and is that a schwa? I'm not even sure. Anyway,
it's a deep schwa.
Mike is said to have stolen 6 power transformers from the Missouri Power Station to use in a large-scale time machine he was attempting to construct, or a small Jacob's ladder. He would tell the man, the myth, the legend, Art Bell, when he called into Coast to Coast AM.
R.I.P. Art.
Amen there.
Yeah.
If you're wondering what Mike looks like, you can look it up. You can Google it, or just imagine the two guys from Pete and Pete are in a weird throuple love triangle with the kid from Problem Child.
Oh my gosh. And
somehow they have a baby, and boom, you've got Omigi there. He is an interesting looking fellow, to say the least. Just gorgeous long red locks and goatee, and yeah.
Real panty moistener, huh?
Bingo. Panty moistener is the word of the day. I think that's
your alliteration.
That's or maybe it's not him, because some dude online claiming to be the real Mike says that's not him. He destroyed all pics of himself. So there is that also, as you do when you're a true time traveler trying to cover up your shenanigans. So now back to the mad scientist doc. What's a typical Jacob's Ladder? That's the thing he was meaning. It's that old timey thing, like science fiction movies. Like, have you ever seen them? Do you know what we're talking about?
Like, probably in Frankenstein or whatever, where there's two poles and it's like, the
voltage arcs between them as it climbs up the ladder.
It's fun.
Its effect is repeated over and over, and boom, you got a mad scientist backdrop. Like you said, in Frankenstein and probably everything else. I'm sure it was in Reanimator somewhere. Not in the first one. They're in real place. Anyway.
That's the basic thing. And then you can branch out by getting one of those little spheres that you touch. And,
You know, I have one of those in the studio right now. And there's an alien.
There you go.
There's a toy alien holding on to
it. You're missing a Jacob's Ladder. And you also need one of those discs that has the electricity in the middle that's like branching out, but it's flat.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Instead of that, I have it looks similar to that, but it's a glass cylinder tube, and it comes up through it and you can touch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. We're really
cool stuff.
We're really banging on all cylinders here in the Fourth Hand podcast studio. So if you got any sciences of the mad persuasion, give me a call. What does this have to do with time travel? Well, none of your business, because he's not telling you. Literally, but we'll get into that a little bit. But Mikey's Jacob Ladder is no typical version. It's a name for his time machine. Well done with the echo there, Kyle.
Cheese muffins.
And he built it, David. He built it. He swears.
He did it. He damn did it.
And in 1996 or 7, depending on who you ask, he's said to have disappeared. And then, boom, Mike is found dead.
Ooh.
On a beach.
Oh.
In the 1930s.
Oh!
Or maybe he shows back up later. Or what? Maybe that's all nonsense. It depends on which Reddit thread you want to believe or which online forum. We're going to get to it all, or at least some of it. But for now, let's put it all together. So, real quick, we're going to break it down. Man robs a power plant. Man builds time machine. Man disappears. Man discovered dead decades before he was even born.
Check.
I know what you're thinking. That old chestnut?
That old checknut?
There is a lot of fun parts of this, and it's been fun, in parentheses. It's been making the rounds on social media again, so we thought, what better way to cover it than on here? Plus, Art Bell is involved, so Yahtzee. There's nothing wrong with some good coast-to-coast. We're going to go to break real quick. When we come back, it's Madman Mike Markham and his Jacob's Ladder on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and There's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her own dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health.
And David, that's super important to us because, as you know, my wife and I have 2 rescue dogs, and they are fantastic. They're so much fun, and they're buttholes, as you know, and that's because all dogs are, and that's what makes them so sweet. And we want to make sure that we feed them the best, and that's why we were super excited when Badlands approached us, because that's what we feed them, because we wanted to make sure that we feed them the best. And this was a no-brainer for us, because we want to make sure that we are treating the dogs how we would want to be treated. I like to think my dogs would be taking care of me like I'd take care of them, even though I don't feed myself nearly as good a food as I feed them.
That's great. You guys at home can rebutthole your dog. If you go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah, that's right. If you want your dog to experience all the incredible things, and maybe even like mine, non-scratching and back to his butthole self, go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria today.
So let's talk about the madman himself.
It's the time bell.
As we said before, Madman Mikey Markham attempted to construct, sounds like a hip hop name from the 90s.
Madman Mikey Markham and his
Mikey Markham. And Mikey Markham on MC.
He used to open for DJ Jazzy Jeff back in the early 90s.
Right. He attempted to construct a time machine on his front porch in Stanbury, Missouri in early 1995. Boom! He started working on the Jacob's Ladder machine, as he called it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, he was only 21 at the time.
That's aspirations, my friend. He's not out drinking. He's not out slutting. He's sciencing.
Slutting. He was studying electrical crap, and he was considered intelligent when compared to his peers.
At the I always wanted to say like DeVry or something. You know, he's at one of those technical. He was at correspondence school that he saw one of those Sally Struthers commercials. Do you want to do TV VCR repair or time travel?
He's so intelligent that he gets an idea to construct a time machine to obtain the winning lotto numbers from the future using CD player lasers and shit.
It's almost too easy.
However, almost too easy or not, he had the same issue as Egon Spengler does in the new Ghostbusters movie at the time. He needed a lot of electricity to make it function.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that CD laser, that Thede Lather was going to reduce air resistance between two metal poles, a la a Jacob's ladder. So, you know, no big deal. You can go buy the Transformers, but the catch is they're not cheap.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't that always come? You got the perfect idea for time travel.
But
the world's going to be your oyster. All you need is a a part or two, but it's just, you know, it's just a little expensive.
That's when you need to make deals with some Libyans.
Anyone got a used pinball machine?
As we all know, shit at old power plants is free for the taking. And six old-ass Transformers at the local power plant are just fucking sitting there begging for madmen of all ilk to take them.
These things, I want to paint a picture for you. They're over 300 pounds each. And this guy weighs about a buck oh three. Soaking wet. I wish you could have seen him trying to get him out of there. But anyway, keep going.
Well, he did the logical thing there. He pulled the old five-finger discount.
I prefer using pincers.
We know that. And so do most of the local law enforcement agencies, unfortunately.
They are just jealous of me.
Uh-huh. That old excuse. Yeah. Back to it. In this case, it probably wasn't fingers or pincers, but actually $5 or whatever, because
like
Brent
big,
said, they weighed more than 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, do not fear, mein Freund. St. Joseph Light and Power. Wait, what's the St. Joseph Light and Power Generating Station in King City, Missouri? What's that old jingle? How's that go, Brent?
It goes, do you like your power and don't want to rob us? St. Joseph Light and Power.
Ding. They can manage all your transforming needs. Since I already mentioned Ghostbusters, he has the tools and he has the talent. Now it's time to get the inventing on.
We have the tools. We have the talent. I'm sure he was like, and once he got them all, he's like, five in the box, ready to go. We be fast and they be St. Joseph Light and Power Generating Station in King City, Missouri.
St. Joseph Light and Power. On January 29th, 1995, Gentry County Sheriff Eugene Lupfer.
You got to put the names in there because, number one, that's an amazing name. And number two, we're all about facts here at Hysteria 51.
Eugene Sheriff Lupfer arrested him with a warrant inside his residence for, you'll never guess, stealing Transformers.
Yeah, who'd have thought that they would want their Transformers back? They just happened to be sitting there, you know, probably getting ready to be used.
Sure. Getting ready. Sitting there just resting.
And that's because he fucked with the wrong entity.
I'm kind of on Markham's side here.
He fucked with the wrong entity.
Oh, yikes. Well, I'll tell you what. God giveth, and the St. Joseph Light and Power Generating Station in King City, Missouri, taketh away. Here at St. Joseph Light and Power, we pride ourselves on keeping all of our Transformers sitting out in the rain not doing shit.
And don't fuck with us, or we will fuck with you.
Yeah, so when one of those Transformers gets stoled, we'll tell you what the hell we're going to do. We're going to beat your ass and get it back. St. Joseph Light and Power.
Get busy dying. There's no other part to that. Get busy dying.
Get busy transforming.
Oh, man. Yeah, he just fucking walked in there, took him, thought he was going to make his little time machine, and boom, the Eugene County Sheriff comes in there, and he's like, not so fast. No, I'm sorry. Gentry County Sheriff Eugene. I said that backwards. He comes in. Now I'm going to have a warrant for my arrest.
Every fact of this story is just kind of switchable.
Yeah. Like you can. So what happens to him?
Well, now he's in prison for several months.
So now he's got street cred as far as time travelers go.
Yeah, that's a badge. Now it gets him attention. He's in there for trying to build a time machine. Yeah. So when he gets out, old Art Bell comes a-calling.
As you do. Yeah. Yeah, and Art literally starts a-calling, and it's on Coast to Coast AM. He talks to him about this idea, how he's constructing it, and he promises to do everything above board, you know, there on out.
Pussy.
Right. Real big pussy. But it's funny. You can go to Coast to Coast. I've got links in the show notes here. He was on Coast to Coast a total of like 3 times for hours at a time.
Wow.
The first one's like 2 hours and 19 minutes or something like that, the call. So, you know, and it's not just them. People are calling in and stuff. Anyway, so not getting ahead of myself. He's on the show, and Markham tells Art that he still wanted to do another experiment but lacked the funds and replacement parts because, number one, he's been in prison. Number two, they took the Transformers back.
Aww.
Isn't that just like St. Joseph Light and Power? You know, anyway. He gets the bright idea to give out his real phone number on the show. And he said he received nonstop calls for 3 days and was like, ugh, I've made a huge mistake. But in the end, it worked out because a ton of listeners contributed ideas, funds, and the spare components he needed. As you do, because, you know, we all know it takes a village to raise a Doc Brown.
Great Scott!
That's just the way, that is, it makes
me happy. I need crowdfunding, Marty!
Oh, that's heavy, man!
Heavy, heavy, just like those Transformers were at, what, where the fuck was it?
St. Joseph!
At St. Joseph Light and Power! Oh boy.
I like the Doc Brown's like, just like a, what the fuck was that called? No.
We've sang it 50 times. I can't even remember it.
Next time I'll be like, St. Eugene's Lightning Sheriff.
Gentry Country.
So he's got the listeners help. He's got donations. He's got parts, all this stuff. His next time machine project was more powerful and much bigger than the previous one because, you know, why not? The original, the OG time machine, ran at a kilowatt rate. And this time it was designed for 3 megawatts because he wanted to test the machine on himself like any other good mad scientist worth their salt always does. Why not? I ain't got time to wait. We got to try it out. So
3 megawatts!
1.21 gigawatts. Then in 1996, he calls back to Art a second time. Like I said, he calls a few times. Tells him he's 30 days away from finishing his legal time machine. That seems like a gray area at best, but I'm going to take his, you know, he knows more about the Gentry County legal system than I do. So we're going to give him some leeway here. And then as the story goes, in 1997 or 6, depending on blah, 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 he was never heard from again. For now, in the story.
Right.
So shortly after Markham vanished, a listener called the Art Bell Show to share a weird story he discovered or thing. And here it is. Dead guy was found on a California beach in the 1930s. But not
what?
Hold on there. Hold on what? There, Doc. Not just your run-of-the-mill 1930s beach stiff. Oh, no. This fuckstick was
in the 30s?
In a bizarre metal tube. It? He was crushed to death. A curious apparatus was discovered alongside his body, and the caller described the gadget as a cell phone. The end. There you have it.
Time travel.
Right? Thanks, Bruce. But this is Hysteria 51, so of course we have to throw a wrench in the machine. When we come back, we break down the finer points of his scheme, and was Mike Gondry still kicking around, maybe doing more time travel shenanigans? We're going to discuss that after the break on Hysteria 51.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Brent.
David.
You remember those metal poles and CD lasers and chicken wire and shit?
I do. Like it was yesterday, but it wasn't. It was just a few minutes ago.
Well, I want to explore this time travel a little bit more.
I think we owe it to the people because we kind of just said he made a machine. Let's break it down a slight bit more.
Well, Mikey was no PU-55Y, as we stated. He turned that shit on and saw something he described as weird in between the metal poles of his Jacob's ladder.
The love of a woman?
Yes. No. No. He saw a swirling heat shimmer like you see above roads or hot surfaces. Couldn't possibly be just heat. And the swirling continued until it became a circular vortex.
Time travel!
Woo-hoo, thank you, Bruce.
He created a Stargate.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it sounds like, except this is a swirling vortex, not just some water laying on its side. But, Stargate, nonetheless.
Yeah, well, Brent, what would you do if you're trying to create time travel and a whirling vortex pops up?
Well, I would probably throw in a robot or two through it, but he had a better idea, I think. What did he do?
He threw a screw. Because science.
I would have stuck my cock in there.
No, shut up. You don't have a cock.
I have several. Remind me to show you my jars.
Oh, good God. Moving on there, I think, right?
Yes. We're going to need to stick a pin in this one and come back after the show.
Why am I laughing? That is true. Anyway. This is called uncomfortable laughter. Okay. Good one.
Anyway, the screw goes bye-bye for a while, then boom, it reappears a few seconds later.
Time travel.
So that's where we get the power issue. It was only gone for a little bit. Mike figured it was because he didn't supply much power. So more power equals a longer trip into the future because science and reasons.
That's why he wanted to go get those transformers and stuff so that he'd be able to power it so that he'd have more control over what's going on.
Unless the screw was wearing a timepiece like Einstein was in Back to the Future, how did he know that it didn't go for very long.
Like, yeah, and he didn't sync up their watches. I hope to God at some point in my life, it might just be because we're going to the mall, but I hope me and a group of mercenaries get to say, let's sync our watches. I just threw the mercenaries part in there. It could have been me and my friends. I just want to have a time where
that gives me anxiety.
Let's sync our watches. I don't even know how to sync watches. I don't even know.
I don't either. I would be like, I'm doing this wrong. I'm off.
Is yours, can you we adjust do this again, guys? Hang on. What's going on here?
Sorry, I put it on stopwatch. Can we go back?
Enabled. Okay. And the hostages are dead. But I love this, though. He literally throws a screw in there, says it pops back. It's the definition of fuck around and find out, a.k.a. the scientific method, with less of the method and more just science. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like the time heist in the Avengers, but not quite.
Yeah, so he needs some more power.
Less pin particles.
He gets those Transformers and boom, blows them.
Oh, whoa.
Nice. Speaking of blowing Transformers.
Moving on.
No.
Power grid blows. Like we said, that causes these legal issues to pop up. It wasn't just like the St. Joe Popo came in and they're like, how dare you? He literally blew out the power grid and caused this to happen. And that's when Art Bell came about. And after he got out of jail, the first of his three calls, like we said, to Coast happened. And if you want to listen, hour after hour of him explaining and talking to people, there are links in the show notes.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's get to what may or may not have happened to Mikey.
We're going back to the love of a woman, or what are we saying now? Oh, I see. this shit worked. In your heart, doesn't it just feel like it did?
It feels right. You can't tell me you don't believe he died in 1930 on a beach, do you?
Yes.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, Kyle, you son of a bitch, but all signs point to no.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he's right. So, inner paranormal forums, not just the proverbial paranormal forums, like literally, the one called Paranormal Forums. It's an old school forum for all things 40, and it's still very active. I use it regularly, actually, to look for info on stories, find sources especially. And this time, like so many others, didn't disappoint.
Nice.
So, it seems Michael, or at least someone claiming to be him, with at least some ability to back it up, is a member on there. And what I say that is because, like, the forum moderators and stuff say that it's really him. And take that with a grain of salt, but they do some vetting on there.
So you're telling me he's posting from the grave?
He is currently living in Hawaii, not dead or homeless, still trying to raise money to fund his experiments, and said that whole 1930s crap is just that crap.
Malarkey.
Yeah. He's, like I said, he's currently posting from Hawaii, raising money. He says that it worked, his time travel machine, but there's no way he could have been in 1930 because he's only able to move forward in time.
Huh. How far?
He's not saying.
Okay. Well, how does it actually work?
I'm glad you asked. He's not saying.
Huh. So what does he really look like?
He's not saying. But he says the pics of him are not real, nor any of the blueprints or shit online, because he scrubbed all that from the internet a while ago to protect himself from would-be nefarious parties, probably like the Gentry County Sheriff and those ne'er-do-wells at the St. Paul, St. Joe, whatever it was. I've already forgotten, too. St. Joseph Light and
Power. We need a bit of jingle so it sticks.
Oh, man, if we'd only.
Everything glows at St. Joe's Light and Power.
We got Transformers.
I think that's smart. I don't blame him for that.
There's also some people on there. Now, there was the same guy supposedly on Reddit, and he's like, I know the real Michael, and you need to verify yourself to me. And he's like, you're just trying to get my blueprints. And they're arguing back, and he's like, I was the one who was helping the real Michael. No, you're not, because I am the real Michael. And you can read this back and forth and back and forth. Long story short, he may or may not be homeless. He's from Ohio, but this guy is living in Hawaii, and says that time travel's real. You can go forward, and he's not telling, and he's not sharing, and, you know, the powers that be would be after him if he did.
Like they're not already.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but this brought up some issues in my head there, David.
Okay.
If you make time travel, do you really need lotto numbers, or you just go, I got time travel? I mean, I guess if it was just a quick and easy, you know, thing, but he can only go forward. So the whole lotto thing doesn't really work because you're just going forward and boom, you're there. So that,
yeah,
really
going forward is an interesting concept with that. Because it doesn't really serve any purpose other than just seeing how much we have effed everything up.
And if you need that much power, like he's blowing out an entire, you know, power grid just to power move grid, forward a little bit, you know, so makes you wonder.
I don't know. You get a hot pocket sooner? What, like, what's...
I scalded my mouth a good 30 seconds faster, and also I use the other end of the hot pocket to soothe it because it's ice cold. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird. So many dead ends and people saying they're Mike. You know, the one... The Paranormal Forums is kind of interesting because this guy was at least saying he was and showing some pictures and stuff, so I don't know. Other people... It's just one of those... Did this guy really exist at some point in time? Yes. And it's one of those things that's gone down in history thanks to good old art and Coast to Coast. So it's one of those weird little fun nuggets of Americana.
Yeah, Paranormericana. I think that this sounds, besides the plot of it, the what has caused the aftermath, the aftermath of it, with the guy and you don't know who he is and if it's real and blah, blah, blah. That sounds exactly like Mel's Hole, which also originated on Coast to Coast.
Right. And this one sadly has less goat goo monsters.
Yeah. That one was so much wilder. And
But the
lore, the mystique of it, starting with Coast to Coast and, you know, growing from there.
That, well, and that's who can forget the, oh God, I'm calling from inside Area 51. You know, just, God, Art. The thing Art did is he gave those people a place to go crazy and to be able to listen to him and be like, all right, caller, east of the Rockies, you know, here we go. And, you know, and yeah. then they're like, ah, Jesus, oh, I called the devil and he impregnated me. And now the horns and the baby are poking and no one wants to do an MRI. And he's like, oh, you'll have that from time to time. I know a guy out in Walla Walla, Washington. And he took everyone at face value. I love
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
I do not possess that ability, for better or worse.
He would question them sometimes too, but it was right,
he dangled up enough rope to let them hang themselves. Whereas I'm throwing stones, I guess is the difference. I don't know. You know, so many say they know the real info. Who knows if they're real? Mike's out there. If you want to call us, Mike, the guy from Florida. No, Hawaii. Yeah, God damn, it's just Saint like Ohio, Joseph.
Man. Come on.
Those St. Joseph people, they're in my mind. You want to call?
We now control your thoughts.
We'll have you on the line. We'll get them. We'll have you on, and you can tell us the whole party story. Who was party to this whole thing, and what's really been going on? And we'll let you tell the story. Send us an email. At hysteria51.com. Also, while they're sending emails to Weird, what else should they send there?
They should send weird news stories. Why don't you give us something to discuss on the old Blurry Hysterias? And don't forget, a contest is going on. Brent, tell them the deets. Tell them the Lydia deets.
So we got three prizes for you guys. Send us your story you want to cover. This doesn't have to be weird. Hopefully it's weird because it's got to be part of the show. But send us, let us know it's a contest entry. We're going to pick three. The first one, you could be a co-host on the show. And if you want to get yourself to Chicago, you can even do it in studio with moi. And second prize is all three are going to get a prize pack. On top of that, second prize, we're going to do your story as a bonus on Blurry Hysteria. And third, you get a prize pack. And the prize pack includes three bound. I don't know. They're in like three ring binders. The scripts we used. Four, Adventure 3. How fun is that? So, yeah, we got those, and we'll sign them for you, and everyone get those, plus some other things, but that's kind of a fun one. So, weird@hysteria51.com. Also, nice. Tweet to us at Hysteria51Pod, facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod. Our group on there is great, Hysteria Nation. Just go to Facebook, search Hysteria Nation. Leave us a voicemail, 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. Or go to Hysteria51.com, find links to all that, find a microphone, click it, tell us your deepest, darkest secrets. And here's a secret. My old co-host over there has a couple other shows. What's going on with them?
Let's see. Go listen to Quiz Quiz Bang Bang. Get some trivia in your life. Learn some new stuff. Don't forget, I am streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/blurryphotos. I usually stream Thursdays and Saturdays when I don't have live trivia going on. That's always a good time. Please follow me on there if you've got a Twitch account. And if you got old Amazon Prime, you've got a free way to subscribe to the channel. It doesn't cost you anything, and it helps me out a ton. So jump on there and give us an old subscription, too.
Always remember, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of things you can do in your life, but don't fuck with the St. Joseph Light and Power. That is your takeaway. St. Joseph Light and Power Generating Station in King City, Missouri does not suffer fools.
There's the Malleus Josephicarum, the hammer of St. Joe's that it's against all witches and people that steal from them. and just injustice in general.
You got that right. So with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been the Incredible Hulk.
Time travel.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do,
do. It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.